们请翻开圣经约翰一书。
Please open your Bible to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter
5. 第十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰一书第五章第十四节。
The first epistle of John chapter 5 verse 14.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
我们再读一遍。
Let's read it one more time.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
我们再一点祷告。
Shall we pray furthermore?
我真是教导我们如何来祷告。
Father, teach us how to pray.
好叫我们的祷告真是能够摸着你的心。
So that our prayer will truly touch your heart.
能够推动你的手。
And also move your hand.
能够带进你复兴的工作。
And usher in your revival work.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
在约翰一书里面，他四次说到我们。如何能够坦然无惧地来到主的面前。
In 1 John, the author 4 times says how we can come before our Lord with confidence.
他要我们能够住在主里头。
First, we need to abide in the Lord.
这样我们就可以坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
So that we can come in his presence boldly.
他要我们的心，我们的良心不责备我们。
Second, our conscience needs, has not to blame us.
这样我们就可以坦然无惧来到主的面前。
And in such a way, we can also come before Him boldly.
同时呢，我们要在爱里头能够完全。
And then we are perfected in His love.
这样我们就可以坦然无惧来到主的面前。
And in such a way that we can come before Him with confidence.
第十四方面呢，他说我们要能够坦然无惧来到主的面前的话。
Now this fourth point is how can we come before Him boldly?
我们必须要常常来祷告。
We have to pray always.
而且呢是。在他的旨意里头来祷告。
And also we have to pray according to his will.
我想基督徒都知道我们需要祷告。
Christians all know that we have to pray.
虽然有的时候我们会忘了祷告。
Although sometimes we do forget to pray.
我们常常等到事情弄得很糟很杂的时候我们才想到要祷告。
A lot of times when we mess up things, then we realize that we need to pray.
就是我们在祷告的时候呢我常常觉得不知道该怎样祷告。
Even when we pray, sometimes we don't know how to pray.
祷告似乎是一个很简单的功课。
Now this praying seems to be such a very simple lesson.
有的时候呢却是一个非常难学的功课。
But then sometimes it seems to be the most difficult lesson to learn.
因为我们实在不知道神的心意是什么。
Because we really don't know what God's will is.
我们不知道怎么样来祷告。
Therefore, we don't know how to pray.
我们祷告完了以后，也不知道神答应了没。
And after we pray, we don't know whether God.
神因为在听我们祷告。
Whether God has listened to our prayer and God has fulfilled our prayer.
我想这节圣经呢，给我们一个钥匙，告诉我们怎么样来祷告。
However, this verse gives us the key to how to pray.
他说：“我们若照他的旨意求什么。”他就听我们。
It says that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
所以祷告的秘诀呢，祷告的钥匙呢，就是能够摸着神的旨意，照着他的旨意来祷告。
So the secret and the key to prayers is to actually touch the God's heart and then pray according to His will.
在他的旨意里面来祷告。
And we pray in His will.
那么在但以理书呢，是在他记载一个但以理的一个祷告。
Now in the book Daniel, it's records a prayer of Daniel.
在大力乌王做王的第一年的时候。
In the first reign of King Darius.
那么但以理呢，他从书上面呢读到那个神的话呢，临到先知耶利米。
Now Daniel read the scripture and in which God's word came upon the prophet.
那里他论到
Jeremiah.
他那论到耶和华耶路撒冷呢。荒凉的年数了，七十年为满。
It speaks of the years of desolation of Jerusalem. That is the 70 years.
那时候呢，但以理啊，他跟其他许多的以色列人一样啊，被掳在巴比伦。
At that time, Daniel was just like many other captives who had been carried off to Babylon.
耶路撒冷已经荒凉了多年了。
And Jerusalem had been desolate for so many years.
以色列的百姓呢，多日在等候神的拯救。
And for so long, all the Israelites had been waiting for God's salvation.
这时候呢，丹耶里呢，他突然读到一句话。
And just at this time, Daniel all of a sudden read this verse.
他说到那个神呢，给耶路撒冷荒凉的日子定的年数呢，是七十年。
That God has determined 70 years of desolation for Jerusalem.
也就是说呢，耶路撒冷荒凉70年之后呢，神要再一次把它恢复过来。
That is that after Jerusalem had been desolate for 70 years, God will restore it.
而当丹以理一旦知道神这个心意的时候，
Now the moment Daniel read of God's will,
他就立刻起来祷告。
Right away, he stood up and prayed.
他是披麻蒙灰啊，禁食的向神祷告。
He fast and he put on sackcloth, sitting in the dust and prayed.
他是祈祷恳求啊，在神的面前。
He prayed earnestly and made his supplication before God.
他为了他的以色列民，为了他自己的罪，在神面前认罪悔改。
He confessed his own sins and the sins of all the Israelites and repented.
就恳求神呢。 不纪念他们的罪孽，恳求神呢再次恢复他自己的圣城。
He beseeched God that God would not remember their sins and once again would restore the holy city of Jerusalem.
他说：“求主垂听呢，求主赦免呢，求主应允。”
So he prayed that Lord, hear me, intend your ears to me and forgive us.
为你自己也不要迟延。
Do not delay for your own sake.
我的神啊，因为他说呢，这城和这民都是在你自己名下的。
For this city and the people are by your name.
他在那里为着耶路撒冷的恢复祷告。
There he was praying for the restoration of Jerusalem.
盼望神成就他自己的工作。
Hoping that God would do his own work.
成就他自己的应许,
fulfill his own promises.
哎, 这个祷告呢, 是非常摸着主的心的,
and this prayer touched God's heart so much.
哎, 当他正在祷告的时候,
that while he was praying,
正在为他自己的罪, 为他百姓的罪, 正在认罪悔改的时候,
while he was repenting of his own sin and his people's sins,
在神面前呢, 天使加百列,
and the angel Gabriel standing before God,
他奉命迅速地飞来。
Speedily came toward Daniel by God's will.
哎，就在正在祷告的时候。
So while Daniel was still praying,
哎，那个加百列啊，他奉了神的命，快速的来到他的面前。
Gabriel came so quickly to Daniel according to God's will.
他跟丹以理说啊，就在你出恳求的时候，就发出命令了。
And he told Daniel that at the very beginning of your supplication, the decree is issued.
这位我来告诉你了，因为你蒙了大恩典。
And I came to tell you because you have received a high favor.
哎，这好像呢，神要做一件事情。
It's like God is trying to do something.
他已经定了七十年呢，这个为限了，要恢复耶路撒冷。
He has determined this limit of 70 years to restore Jerusalem.
但是呢，神好像在那等着有人起来祷告。
As though God was waiting for someone to rise up to pray.
一面呢，他看见神定义要做。
On the one hand, we see that God has determined to do this.
那一面呢，神又在等人起来祷告。
On the other hand, we also see that God is waiting for someone to pray.
好像呢，神的心已经等不及了。
It's like God's heart cannot wait anymore.
当丹以理这么祷告的时候，
The moment Daniel prayed,
哎呀，神就立刻就打发这个加百列来到他面前。
Right away, God sent Gabriel to speak to Daniel.
他刚刚开始祷告之后啊。
Right at the very beginning, when Daniel prayed, God sent out his decree.
哎，你我们的就着这个圣经的年代呢来告诉我们呢。
In reference to all the years in the Bible.
那么但以理在祷告的时候呢，那个年代很可能就是神要开始工作，要那个带领他的百姓回到耶路撒冷去的时候。
The very time that Daniel started to pray, that's exactly the time of God's timetable to start restoring Jerusalem, to bring his people back to Jerusalem.
也就是说呢，丹尼里正在祷告的时候，没祷告多久，神就开始工作了。
It tells us that not long after Daniel prayed, then God started his work.
这样的祷告的真是摸着神的心啊。
So Daniel's prayer touched God's heart so much.
因为呢，他是照着神的旨意来祷告。
Because Daniel prayed according to God's will.
他的神的旨意来祷告呢，神立刻就垂听啊。 So
when he prayed according to God's will, God heard him.
所以我们今天祷告的时候呢，真是也学习哈，怎么样来在神的旨意里面来祷告。
So today, as we need to pray, let's all learn how could we pray according to His will.
不是照着我们的意思来祷告。
It's not according to our will.
不是照着我们自己的想法来成就。 Nor
according to our own desire.
而是呢，照着神他自己的旨意来成就。
Instead, God will do His will.
如果我们,
His work according to His will.
如果我们能够这样子祷告的话。
If we could pray in such a way,
不但我们里面祷告里面有喜乐有把握,
not only do we pray with assurance and joy,
这样的祷告也真的是能够推动神的手啊,
but also a prayer like this can actually move God's hand,
能够带进神他自己要的工作,
and usher in the work God wants to fulfill.
那在基督徒当中呢,
Now, among Christians, we often hear this one question. What is God's will?
到底神的旨意在这件事情，在那件事情，到底是什么呢？
Exactly, what's God's will in this and in that matter?
我们因为不知道神的旨意的时候，我们不知道怎么样来祷告。
Because we do not know God's will, so we don't know how to pray.
好像神的旨意呢，是那样子的，高不可及啊，是无法测度的。
As though God's will is so unfathomable, it simply can't, we cannot reach it.
从一方面来说，确实也是这样啊。
Now, from one perspective, it is actually true.
保罗他说呢，深哉神那个深奥的智慧啊和知识啊。
Paul did say one time that, oh, the riches of the depth of the wisdom and the knowledge of God.
他的终极何其难测，他的判断何。 他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
His mind is so unsearchable that it's hard to know his way.
我们来到神的旨意面前的时候，有这样的感觉是真是对的。
As we come before him, we do have this kind of feeling, and this is right.
因为神的意念呢，实在是高过我们的意念。
Because God's mind is truly higher than ours.
他的道路也高过我们的道路。
And his way is high above ours.
天怎么样高过地的，他的道路，他的意，他的旨意一样高过我们。
As the heavens are high above the earth, so is his will above ours.
但是是不是这样子，神的旨意就不能够明白了？
Then, being so, is it that we cannot understand his will?
保罗说了，我们要明白，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Paul says that we should not be unwise, but understand, be wise and know his will.
如果神的旨意不能明白的话，
If God's will can never be understood,
我们呢，就他就不要这样教导我们了。
Then Paul would not teach us in such a way.
如果我们不明，他一直说了，如果我们不明白主意的旨意的话，
Paul is saying that if we do not understand the will of God,
那么我们就是个糊涂人。
Then we are unwise.
所以呢，神的旨意是可以明白的。
So God's will is understandable.
那么神的旨意，我们如何明白神的旨意？
Then how can we understand God's will?
但以理他是怎么样明白神的旨意？
How did Daniel understand God's will?
他怎么能够有这么一个符合神心意的祷告呢？
How could he pray with a prayer that really touches God's heart?
他从哪里晓得那个神那个至高的那个旨意呢？
Where did he learn of this highest will of God?
他是读耶利米书的时候得来的。
That's when he read the book of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书呢，告诉他神的旨意是什么。
In the book of Jeremiah, it says of the will of God.
借着神的话呢，他明白神的旨意是什么。
So through God's word, Daniel came to know God's will.
他就起来祷告了。
And then he rose up and prayed.
实在呢，神在圣经里头啊， 多处说到他的旨意是什么？
Actually, in so many places in our Bible, God speaks of His will.
神的旨意不是很抽象的。
God's will is never abstract.
神的很多的旨意，它是白纸黑字写出来的。
So many of God's will are written so clearly in white paper, in black ink.
所以很多时候我们说不知道神的旨意呢，是因为我们不明白神的话。
So if we say we do not understand God's will, it's simply because we do not understand His word.
首先呢，神呢有一个 永远那个不改变的旨意。
First, God has this unchangeable eternal purpose.
那但是以弗所书呢就告诉我们了。
In Ephesians we read.
那以弗所书呢是特别说到神旨意的一卷书。
Ephesians is the the book in the Bible that especially speaks of the will of God.
它一共七次的提到神的旨意。
Seven times in that epistle, it mentions the will of God.
所以我们如果要明白神的旨意的话，要好好来读以弗所书。
So if we want to understand God's will, we really have to study Ephesians thoroughly.
首先呢，我们看在以弗所书，如果你可以翻得到的话。
If you can turn to the book, if you can find a passage in Ephesians,
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
他说：“都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。”
Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
这旨意是什么呢
？Then what is this will of God?
就要照所安排的。在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth.
这个是那个神那个永远不改变的旨意。
And this is God's eternal will that would never change.
就是有一天呢，他要叫天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面。
That is someday that all things in heaven and on earth will be summed up in one in Christ.
他要基督呢，在神所造的一切事上面做这居首位。
That Christ would hold this preeminence in all of His creation.
他要他的儿子耶稣基督啊，在万物之上为万物之首。
Now God wants His Son Jesus Christ to be above all and to be first.
为了这个旨意呢，神呢。为他预备的一些那个他的百姓。
Therefore, for this very purpose, God has prepared people for Himself.
那十一节他继续说。
And in verse 11,
他说我们在他里头呢得了基业。
It continues to say, in Him also we have obtained an inheritance.
这是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will.
为了要成就基督呢。在万事有之上居首位啊。
In order to accomplish this fact that Christ should hold a preeminence above all things,
他为他的爱子预备了一些百姓。
He has prepared certain people for His beloved.
要我们呢，在爱子耶稣基督里面呢得基业。
So that in His beloved Son Jesus Christ, we would obtain an inheritance.
借着耶稣基督能够得儿子的名分。
And through the Jesus Christ, we would attain this sonship of adoption as sons.
同时借着这一批人呢，要成就一个教会。
And also through this group of people, the church will be brought forth.
那么在第三章第十节呢，他说呢，要借着教会呢，是天上执政掌权的，现在神知道神百般的智慧。
Therefore, in chapter 3, verse 10, we read that to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
他说了，这是照着神在万事以前，在我们主基督耶稣里面所定的旨意。
And this is according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们要来。明白神的旨意呢的首先呢
So for us to understand God's will, the first thing to do
要先认识明白神那个永远不改变的旨意是什么
is to understand what is God's eternal purpose that never changes
他就是呢在时候满足的时候呢要叫他儿子在一切事上居首位
That is in the dispensation of the fullness of the time that his son shall be above all
为了他的爱子呢他预备的一个心腹就是教会
and for his beloved son he has prepared the church the bride for him
这个教会里头呢有他在勇士里头就拣选的人来承受他儿子的基业
and in the church they will inherit this inheritance from eternity which all these people have been chosen before the foundation of the world by God
所以我们应该为了神这个神的旨意来祷告。
Therefore, we should pray for this eternal purpose of God.
盼望神的儿子呢，在一切事上居首位。
And we do desire that God's Son should have this preeminence above all things.
首先呢，在教会当中居首位。
And first, he should be had.In the first place, in the church.
在我们里面深处有那个呼求啊。
And in the very depths of our heart, we should have this crying.
所以这主愿神愿你的爱子呢，基督耶稣基督呢，在教会中被彰显。
That God may your beloved Son Jesus Christ be made manifest in the church.
在教教会当中先被选 被显为大。
And he should be magnified first in the church.
同时呢，叫教会能够自己预备好。
And also the church will make herself ready.
我们每一个人呢都能够预备好。
Each one of us will be ready.
认识这个，首先呢，认识这个爱儿子的名分是何样的尊贵。
First, let's all understand how precious this sonship is.
在这儿子的名分里头呢，我们所要得的基业是何样的丰富。
And what are the riches of the inheritance in this name of as adoption of?
我们在里面的祷告啊，让我们进入这个基业里头。
We shall all pray and enter into this inheritance.
进入呢，神的爱子那个名分。儿子的名分呢，里面的那个丰富里面。
Into the very fullness of this sonship.
或者我们会说，这样子还是有点抽象。
Or we may still think it's still a little bit abstract.
那么神永远的旨意，跟我现在的生活，我们今天每天在走路上，能够连得起来呢
？How can God's eternal will be connected with my daily living as I walk in this world？
这还是这个仅仅是一个知识，一个抽象的观念呢
？What we say it seems still as knowledge and abstract notion。
在神的话里头呢，他不单说到神那个永远的旨意。
Now in God's word, not only does God talk about His eternal purpose.
他有很多的话呢，说到什么是神的旨意。
But He also speaks of many of His will.
这些经文呢，可以说呢，是来告诉我们解释什么是神的永远的旨意。
All these verses will explain to us what God's wills are.
或者呢，说在这个神永远的旨意底下呢，我们如何平常怎么样来经历。
Or we could say that under His eternal purpose, how can we actually experience His will?
这些经文呢，让我们看见神的旨意呢，其实不是那么抽象的。
All these verses show us that God's will is not that abstract.
神的旨意呢，是在我们平常生活当中呢，我们就可以经历的。
Actually, His will can actually be experienced. In our daily life.
在我们生活当中就非常实在的。
And His will is very solid in our will.
我们就可以立刻来来认识的。
We could come to know it immediately.
那么在新约里面呢，最少有五次啊，除了这个旨意之外呢，神他说到什么是，好像是举例说明一样的，什么是神的旨意。
Five times in New Testament, as though God is giving us examples.To show us exactly what His wills are.
这五处的圣经呢，看起来似乎是东一些西一些的。
These five verses, although they seem to be scattered,
但是呢，它实在呢是主呢神呢，他来举例说明。
However, these are actually the real examples that God uses to show us.
叫我们知道什么到底。是什么是神的旨意
？That what exactly His will is.
我们在这个旨意呢，来当中来祷告。
And then we should pray according to His will.
那么第一处呢，是在哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 is the first place we could refer to.
第八章第五节、啊。
Verse 5.
那里说到马其顿的教会啊，他们呢是怎么样蒙神的恩典呢？他们乐意格外的乐意的来捐助圣徒们。
It tells us that the Macedonian church how willingly want to help other saints because of the grace of God.
那他们不但是这个按着力量的，而且是过了力量的来帮助圣徒们。
Not only did they help all the other saints according to their ability, but even they went beyond that.
那保罗说呢，他们所做的不但是照我们所想望的。更是照神的旨意呢，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
Paul says that what they did not only was according to what we thought, but first they gave themselves to the Lord and then gave themselves to us.
这里呢，他说到神的旨意啊，他是说先把自己献给主。
So here we see to know God's will is first to offer yourself to God.
然后呢，又归附了我们。
And then the Bible says, then give yourself to us.
那神的旨意呢？什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is the will of God?
神的旨意呢，就是要我们每个人先把自己奉献给主。
His will is for us first to offer ourselves to Him.
那怎么要把自己身体献上呢？当做活祭。
Because the Bible tells us that present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
就是圣洁的，神所喜悦的。
Holy and pleasing to God.
哎，我们呢，在很在做任何在许多服事之前呢。
Before we start to serve.
在我们开始要走这条属灵的路的时候
And before we start to walk in this spiritual journey
神, 那个神的话告诉我们呢我们要先学习把自己奉献
God's word teaches that we have to learn to consecrate ourselves
我们常常这样的祷告
And we should pray often in such way
主啊我把自己再献给你
That Lord once again I offer myself to you
因为我这个人呢是你自己所买来的
Because I'm being bought by you
我这个人呢是你是完全属你的
And I belong to you completely
再次教导我
Once again teach me
再次提醒我
Once again remind me
我这个人呢不再属于自己了
That I myself do not belong to myself
我们都活着不该再为自己活了
That I should no longer live for myself
我这个人呢应该是为那个我死而复活的主活
Instead I should live for the one who was dead and rose again for me
前面的弟兄姊妹们告诉我们呢
Now the brothers and sisters who were before us
这个奉献呢
this,
不是一次的
That this consecration is not a one time deal
实在是呢常常需要神这样提醒我们我们有这样的祷告
So we need God to often remind us so we could pray in accordingly
教导我们，告诉我们如何再次把自己献给主。
That he would teach us how to consecrate us once again to him.
不但是因为啊，过了一段时间以后，我们就失去那个新鲜了。
It's not only because of the reason that after a while we seem to lose the freshness.
很可能过一段时间才发觉呢，哎呀，我虽然是有这样的心的，但是我好多事情，好多这个人方面还没有献给主。
Maybe after a while we realize that although I do have the desire of heart for God but there are so many things I haven't consecrated them to God yet
我还是在自己做主
I'm still making my own decision
哎呀我在这个在许多方面我可能学会了
I might have learned the lessons in other areas
其实还有很多地方啊我是保留给自己的没有献给主的
But still, there are so many things that I've reserved for myself, not for Him.
这是合神心意的祷告。
And a prayer like this pleases God.
常常呢，学着在祷告之中啊，再次把自己献给主。
Well, let's all learn to offer ourselves all the time to God in prayer.
让主呢教导我，告诉我们，提醒我们，什么地方还没有献给主的。
So that the Lord will teach us, remind us the areas.Where we haven't consecrated them to God yet.
那底下他又说了，又归附了我们。
And the verse also says that, and then gave yourself to us.
就是归附了使徒呢，跟使徒的教训。
That these Macedonian saints went after the teachings of the apostles.
那初期教会，初期教会他们在聚集的时候啊。
At the early church, as all the saints were gathered together.
使徒行传告诉我们呢，他们是。同心合意的遵守使徒的教训。
Now Acts told us that with one accord they followed apostles' teaching.
他们是恒切的遵守使徒的教训。
And continue to do so steadfastly.
我有人呢，有这样子的说法。
Now some people have a saying like this.
他们觉得呢，在新约里头啊，只有这个福音书呢，他们是可以信的。
They believe that only the four Gospels in the Bible are believable.
因为福音书里面说的是里面的话呢，是主耶稣基督自己说的。
Because all the words in the Gospels were spoken by the Lord Himself.
那这些后面的书信呢，他们很有保留。
And then they would have some reservation about the epistles that follow.
他们说呢，这是保罗说的，这是彼得说的，这是雅各说的。
They would say that, well, this epistle is spoken by Paul, by Peter, by James.
圣经告诉我们呢，教会呢是建在使徒跟先知的根基上。
But the Bible teaches us that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
那么耶稣基督呢，他自己做房角石。
And Jesus Christ himself, the cornerstone.
那么各方呢，因着这个根基呢，这房角石能够联络的整齐啊。
And from Christ, all the building is fitted together.
所以我们在里面还要这样的祷告。
Therefore, we should have a prayer from our hearts.
那让我们更多的明白呢，神借着使徒们所说的话。
That we want to know more about apostolic teaching.
借着使徒们他所有的教训，他有他的榜样。
All the doctrines and examples of the apostles.
保罗他不但是说告诉这些基督徒们呢，说你要遵守我所说的话。
Not only does Paul tell the Christians that you need to follow what I said.
保罗更是说呢，你们要跟随，要照我的榜样行。
He also teaches that follow my examples.
保罗他不仅仅只是给一些教训而已。
Paul does not only give certain teachings only.
他也给了人，给我们许许多多的在那个实际上的例子。
But also he himself shows us many examples in real life.
他们的生活呢，就是一些榜样。
And Paul's life is our example.
是些活生生的见证。
It's a living testimony.
我们在里面祷告啊。
As we pray.
所以我们说主啊，不但是让我们认识这些使徒们所有的教训。
We pray to God that, Lord, not only would you show us all the apostolic teachings,
更是呢，能够来看这些使徒们的为人,
but also help us see how the apostles conduct
认识呢,
themselves,
神怎么样在他们身上带领,
and we will know how God has been leading him.
我们在里头啊, 有那个渴慕的心的愿意来跟随,
so that within heart we have this longing to follow Lord.
这是呢一个很实际的一个祷告。
And this is such a practical example.
这是符合神心意的祷告。
And this kind of prayer pleases God's heart.
那么在第二处呢，他说到神的旨意呢。
Now the second reference regarding God's will.
他在以弗所书啊第六章。
That's in Ephesians chapter 6.
第五节他这么说啊。
Verse 5.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊啊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人。
Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ.
好像听从基督一般呢，不要只在眼前侍奉啊，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人呢，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉啊，好像服侍主。
Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man.
我们说什么是神的旨意呢?
So, what is the will of God?
神的旨意呢，就是在我们在工作上的时候呢，我们呢，尽心的去做。
God's will is that when we work, we do it wholeheartedly.
我们在工作的环境的时候呢，不是在人的眼前侍奉，要讨人喜欢的。
Whatever we do is we do not do it with eye service, trying to please man.
我们在工作场合呢，不是老板在的时候，哎呀，我们才努力的在做。老板一不在了，我们呢就随随便便。
At work, we do not work on diligently when our boss is around, and when he's absent, we just fall around.
我们的人呢，很喜欢活在人的面前。
We as human beings just love to live before man.
在工作的场合里头，真的发常常发觉，老板在的时候，你发觉每一个兢兢业业的。Now
at work, you would find this phenomenon when the boss is around, everyone works carefully and diligently.
要是老板放假的话呢，底下也都放假了。But if
the boss is on vacation, so are we.
我们呢？ 喜欢做给人看,
because we would like to do things 因为呢, for the sake of man.
因为我也做到人看到了哈，你才会得到一些报偿。
Because whatever we do, if it is seen by man, then we expect certain rewards.
但是神的心意不是这样。
But this is not God's heart.
神要我们呢的一个工作的态度啊。
The work attitude that God wants us to hold.
是不管是在人前在人后，有人没人的时候，都是兢兢业业的在做事情。
Is to work industriously. And to work diligently, whether people is around or not.
所以我们里面应该这样的祷告。Therefore,
we should have this prayer from
our
heart.
让我在工作的时候,
that Lord, when I work,
每一件所交给我的事情,
every task is being handed to me.
我都是呢, 尽心的去做。
that I would do wholeheartedly.
不管在人前也好，不管是在人后也好。
Whether it's done before men or behind the scenes.
主啊，真是求你赐给我一个做仆人的心。
Lord, simply give me this heart of a bond servant.
好像呢，在做这件事情是服侍主。
Just as I'm doing this unto the Lord.
不是在服侍人呢。
Instead of serving others.
你发觉呢，如果我们有这样的祷告的话。
Now you will realize it if you have a prayer like this.
很多在工作上的难处都没有了。
So many problems at work will be resolved.
我们今天在很多在工作上的难处啊。
So many problems at work that we have.
都是呢，人的要争的要出头。
Are simply because people trying to take the spotlight.
因为要争出头的缘故啊。
And because of this trying to.
同事之间呢，勾心斗角。
Be the first, so we could see this wrestling, wrangling of mind.
我们难免也被卷在其中了。
And inevitably, sometimes we are involved in that also.
我们在我们生活当中也带出很多的难处。
And this causes so many problems of our lives.
所以我们与其呢，我们来祷告说主啊，把这个难处，工作上的难处除去，把那个的那个难处的老板这个就调开啊。
So instead of praying to God that Lord remove my work problems or get rid of my boss,
所以不然在里面有个祷告。
We should have this prayer from our heart.
不管我做了什么事情。
That regardless of what I've done,
人知道也好，人不知道也好，我都兢兢业业的去做。
Whether men know it or not, I simply do it industriously and diligently.
因为这是给你做的。
Because this work is done for you.
你发觉呢，真的是在我们这样生活的时候呢。很多难处都不需要我们去祷告了。
Then if you live in such a way, you will realize that so many problems, you don't even have to pray.
因为没有那些难处需要祷告。
You simply don't have these difficulties to pray about.
在妻子在教会的服事当中也是这样。
Now, likewise in the service at the church.
我们呢都是做主的仆人的。
We are all God's servants.
我们也在教会当中呢，都多多少少有些服事。
And more or less, we all have certain ministries at work, at church.
我们呢也很在意啊，我们的服事别人晓不晓得。
And we care so much whether my service is known to others.
如果这个服事呢，很多人在注意的话呢，我们大概非常谨慎。
We would be very careful with our services if everybody else is watching.
如果这个服事呢，大概只有你知道跟主知道的话呢，我们很多时候呢，就马马虎虎啊。
Well, if this service is simply between you and God, and a lot of time we're simply pulling punches.
所以我们也求主给我们一样这样的祷告。
Then we pray to the Lord that we would have this kind of prayer.
在服事当中的时候，就算这件事情没有任何人知道，主啊，我也是战战兢兢的、尽心的去做。
In my service, even though unknown to others, I will do it with fear and trembling.
也许人都走了。
Maybe everybody else is gone.
只留我一个人还在教室里面吸地。
And I alone is vacuuming the classroom.
没人知道你还在这里。
Nobody knows that you're still here.
我们在里面有个祷告。
But within us, we need to have this kind of prayer.
我一边吸地啊，一边祷告。
While we are vacuuming, we should pray.
主啊，这是为你做的。
Lord, I'm doing this for you.
我知道你在鉴察。
And I know you're looking.
盼望能够得能讨你的喜悦。
And I hope this is pleasing to you.
这是在神心意当中的祷告。
And this is the kind of prayer that's pleasing.
如果我们有这样的祷告的话
，If we have a prayer like this,
可能很多我们服事上的难处也没有了。
Maybe many of the problems in our service would be dissolved.
会带领我们更多来看主啊，不来看事情。
May the Lord help us to lead us to see the Lord more instead of the things.
那么在第三次，在第三个地方说到神的旨意。
Now the third reference in guarding God's will is
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
第三节。第二节哈，他说呢，你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣呢传给你们什么命令。
First Thessalonians 4, for you, verse 2, for you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus.
那神的旨意呢，就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
让你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
所以神的旨意是什么呢？
So what is God's will?
神的旨意呢，要我们保守我们自己的身体。
His will for us is to sanctify our body.
用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
In sanctification, in honor, we should hold our own vessel.
让我们能够远避淫行。
And we should abstain from sexual immorality.
在哥林多前书这么说啊。
In 1 Corinthians.
人所犯的罪，所有的罪啊，都是在身子以外。
We read that everything that we could commit is apart from your body.
唯有行淫啊，是得罪自己身子的。
But fornication and adultery are sinning against your body.
他说我们的身子是什么呢？
And what is our body?
我们的身子呢是神的殿。
Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的殿。
It's the temple of God.
这个圣灵啊是从神而来的，住在我们里头的。
And this Holy Spirit comes from God and indwells us.
那这个灵啊它是圣洁的灵。
And this Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
那他所住的地方呢必须是圣洁的。
Therefore the place he indwells has to be holy.
所以呢我们有这个责任呢，我们呢必须来保守我们自己的身子。
So we have to have this responsibility to sanctify our body, to keep it holy.
让我们的身子呢得蒙保守。
So that our body is being kept.
不容许淫行呢犯罪啊得罪我们的身子。
Not allowing immorality or sinning to offend us.
仇敌在末世的时候啊，在神的儿女们当中啊。常常借着这件事情呢，来把我们绊倒了。
Now in the end time, the enemy often uses situations like this to make us stumble.
每当我们听到所认识的聚会有弟兄在这件事情上跌倒了。
Now whenever we hear of some brothers and sisters from other fellowship stumbles on this point.
一面我们里面沉痛啊。
On the one hand that we are grieving.
这么好的一个弟兄，这么爱主、服侍主的弟兄。
That a brother, who loves the Lord so dearly, such a wonderful brother.
哎，怎么在这件事情上跌倒了呢
？How could he stumble in this matter?
其实听到这些事的时候。
Now, when we hear all of the matters like this.
哎，我也常常提醒自己啊。
I often remind myself.
这件事不单只是会在他们身上。
That this matter not only could happen to them.
也会发生在我的身上。
But also could happen to me.
也会发生在神的弟兄姊妹们身上。
It could happen to all the brothers and sisters.
所以我们里面都有这样的祷告啊。
So let's all have a prayer within our hearts like this.
主啊，求你保守我们。
Oh Lord, keep us.
用你的灵啊。遮蔽我们
your spirit covers us
你的宝血洗净我们
and your precious blood cleanses us
让我们真是晓得如何用圣洁尊贵能守着自己的身体
so that we do know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor
那不放纵私欲的邪情
so that we will not indulge in the lusts and flesh
保守我们的脱离邪淫的罪
and keep us from the sin of our passions in the flesh
保守我们呢脱离任何得罪你的那个罪
keep us from everything that sins against you
哎呀这是呢神要我们的祷告
now this is the kind of prayer God wants to hear from us
你不知道神的旨意是什么吗
don't you know what God's will is
你不知道如何来祷告吗
don't you know how to pray
难道你不觉得在这件事情上我们需要常常来祷告吗
don't you think that in this matter we should constantly pray
常常需要圣灵来保守我们
so that the Holy Spirit will keep us
带领我们呢被保守在他圣洁里
and he will keep us in his holiness
好叫我们呢成为一个圣洁目没有瑕疵的
so that we'll become holy without blemish
能够献给我们的主
that we could present ourselves to our Lord
在第四方面呢
now the fourth point
他告诉我们什么是神的旨意
on the will of God
怎么在神的旨意里当中来祷告
Regarding what God's will is and how to pray according to His will.
在第五节呢，在第五章第十六节。
is in chapter 5 of the same epistle, verse 16.
他说呢，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告。 凡事谢恩呢，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
什么是神的旨意呢？
So what is the will of God?
神的旨意有那么高吗？
Is God's will so lofty?
他说呢，神的旨意是什么呢？
Then what is the will of God?
就是要你常常的喜乐。
Simply, you have to rejoice always.
要不住的祷告,
pray without ceasing.
要凡事谢恩,
and in everything give thanks.
哎呀，这是神的旨意,
and this is the will of God.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意,
this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us.
哎，我那天呢，我跟我姊妹啊，在谈的时候啊,
the other day, as I was talking to my wife,
然后我们都在说，哎。 在教会当中啊, 我们可不可以看, 有没有人脸上常常是喜乐的?
And we're trying to see, is there anyone in the church that who is always joyful in his or her face?
很稀奇，我们算来算去只有几个指头可以数。
And after the searching, we could come up with numbers, it's just with counting with your fingers, you could do that. Maybe we're all joyful people. It's simply we just don't show it in our faces. But truly, not so many people who actually show the joy in their faces.
我想这里的喜乐呢，跟那个高兴跟快乐有点分别。
I believe the joy here is different from gladness or happiness.
我想 高兴呢，或者快乐，常常是一件事情、两件事情引起来的。
Now gladness or happiness occurs when you some one or two things happen.
因为呢，你得到了些东西。
Maybe because you have received certain things.
因为呢，你帮助了一些人。
Or because you have helped others.
因为呢，你在这工作上加了薪。
Or maybe you receive a raise at work.
还有些，或者呢，孩子争气了，这那个。 做了一些这个让你高兴的事。
Or maybe your children are doing so well that they, you know, do something that please you so much.
哎，我们呢里头高兴，我们里头快乐。
Therefore, we're so happy, we're very glad.
哎，我们写在脸上，今天是非常非常喜乐的一天了。
And the expression of gladness shows in your face, this is a wonderful day.
那常常呢，这个是就是一两天就过去了。
However, this kind of gladness passes away in one or two days.
他这里说的喜乐呢？ 我更是觉得呢，是从里面发出来的。So
here, rejoice always. This joy comes from within.
他说要常常的喜乐。Always
rejoice.
如果只有一些外面的事情让你高兴的事情才能喜乐的话。If
you are glad simply because of certain outward actions.
大概我们呢，一年365天，大概300天都不喜乐了。Then
during the whole year of 365 days, I would say that at least 300 days you're not happy.
如果要靠着外面的事情使我们喜乐的话。
So if we want to be joyful on account of outward things, then it's very hard.
他这个喜乐，我觉得是从里面出来的。Now
this joy simply comes from within.
因为我们享受了神的爱。
Because we have enjoyed God's love.
因为我们经历了神的恩典。Or
because we have experienced His grace.
因为我们认识神是这样的，这个为我们的同在。And
we have come to know His presence.
从里面呢，就是涌出那个喜乐来。
So from within us, the joy simply outflows.
有的时候呢，你没有什么原因的。
And sometimes even without any particular reason.
不是因为特别发生了什么事情。
It's not because some things really happen.
里面呢就会涌出那个喜乐来。
But simply this joy just wells up from your heart.
唯有这样子的喜乐啊，才能常常的保持的。
Only this kind of joy will make you rejoice always.
所以我们在里面有这样的祷告。
Now, let's all have a prayer within our hearts like this.
主啊, 让我里头经历这样的喜乐。
Oh Lord, let me experience this inner joy.
在顺境的时候,
whether things are going smoothly,
我们说主啊, 你这样子恩待我, 我实在是应该喜乐的。
Then we pray that, Lord, you have been so gracious to me. I'm really joyful.
我实在需要在这个, 显出来主在我身上恩典的。
And I want to make manifest the grace of the Lord in me.
但是就算在困境的时候,
but Even so, when you are in a very difficult time,
对，我们正在做难的时候，
well, we are in stuck between a hard place and a rock.
我们也应该这样的祷告。
We still have to have this kind of inner prayer.
主啊，让你的喜乐充满我。
Lord, fill me with your joy.
不管外面的事情怎么样的发生的。
No matter how things go outwardly.
让你的喜乐呢充满我，让我里面满意出来。
Fill me your joy and let it overflow from me.
让你的喜乐在我里头了，是这样的充满了，能够冲破，能够克服各样的难处。
That your joy overflows me in me so much that it will overcome any problem.
哎，你发觉呢？当我们这样祷告的时候
，Now you realize when we pray like this.
哎，你发觉其实事情没有那么大，没有那么难的。
That things are actually not that difficult.
难处没有那么大。
The hardships are not that insurmountable.
哎呀，因为主的爱在我们里面呢，满溢出来。
Because the Lord's love simply overflows. Within us.
哎呀，里面的那个喜乐的，把我们好像那个潮水啊，长得这么样的高啊，把我们带过这些难处了。
Now the joy is just like the rising tide, which reaches so high that it simply carries us over this problem.
有的时候呢，神借着把我们难处挪开啊，来帮助我们。
Sometimes God does help us through removing your problems.
有的时候呢，神把难处仍然留在那儿。
However, other times that God would allow your problems.
但是他在我们里面做。
But then He works within us.
好像我们里面有那个水潮水呀，那个涨起来一样啊。
As though this tide is simply rising up.
潮水漫到高到这地步，漫过这些大石头，漫过这些难处。
To such a height that it simply covers all the rocks, covers all your problems.
难处好像还在那儿。
Now your hardships seem to be there.
但是难处已经不成为你的拦阻了。
However, this dilemma will not become your problem anymore.
不再搅扰你了。
No longer will it trouble you.
然后因为离我们的喜乐呢，胜过这外面一切的拦阻。
Because our joy, inner joy, has overcome all the outward problems.
哎呀，我们真是这样，常常这样的祷告。
Let's all pray like this.
而且他说要不住的祷告。
And I also pray without ceasing.
哎呀，那个我们常常祷告的是三天打鱼五天晒网啊。
Now, we often pray in 3 days and rest 2 days.
但是我们要常常的祷告。
Now, the Bible teaches that we need to pray all the time.
也是凡事谢恩。
And also in everything give thanks.
在每一件事情上，我们都能来感谢神。
So that in all things we will give Him thanks.
我当然发觉呢，在祷告当中啊，我们大部分的时间呢，都花在祈求。
Now I realize that most of our prayer time is spent. On requesting.
我们会求神做这个，求神做那个。
We ask God to do this and to do that.
求神呢为我们开这条路，给我们成为神开那一条路。
And we ask God to open this way for me and other way out for us.
但是呢，我们花在感谢的时间上却实在是不多。
We really do not spend much time on giving Him thanks.
在腓立比书那边说啊，怎么样子，神是怎么要我们怎么样祷告呢？
Now in Philippians we read as to how we should pray.
他说你们要我们要常常借着祷告、祈求跟感谢，把你们所要的告诉神。
That's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
这句话呢，前面我们能够明白。
Now, I could understand the very first part of the verse.
我们借着祷告，借着祈求，我们借着祷告，把我们所要的告诉神。
That through prayer that I will make my request known to Him.
我们借着祈求，把我们所要的告诉神。
Or through the supplication that God would know my request.
这是我们常常做的。
And this is something we do all the time.
但是底下呢，他说我们要借着感谢。把我们所要的告诉神。
But he continues to say with thanksgiving that let your request be made known to him.
我们说主啊，这个事还没成就呢。
Then we say, Lord, you haven't fulfilled your promise.
我怎么可能借着感谢把我所要的告诉你呢？
Now how could it be possible that through thanksgiving that I will make my request known to you?
你就发觉呢，我们呢在祷告当中的时候呢，常常在求求求。
So you realize that we often spend much time in our prayer making requests.
那神要的祷告是什么呢？
And what kind of prayer that God wants? Now he wants us to pray. On the one hand, praying, making your request known. On the other hand, giving thanks.
一面呢, 求神呢, 为我们解开各样的难处。
On the one hand, we ask God to solve all our problems.
一面呢, 为神已经为我们所做的事情, 我们来感谢他。
On the other hand, we will thank God for the things He has done for us.
我们跟神说, 神呢, 求你为我做开开这条路。
Oh Lord, we will say to Him that please make this way for me.
解决这个难处。
To resolve my problem.
但是同时呢, 主我也感谢你。
But at the same time, Lord, I also thank you.
因为你是信实的,
because you're faithful.
你在我以往的路上已经常常这样带领我了。
You have been leading me in my pathways.
我为你以往为我在我身上所做的, 我感谢你。
So I thank you for all the things you've done for me in the past.
我甚至为了主, 你要将要做的事情, 我感谢你。
And oh, even so, I will thank you for the things that you will do for me.
不管你怎么样成就, 我都感谢你。
No matter how you would bring it to pass, I simply give you thanks.
我们一面祈求了，我们一面感谢啊。
So on the one hand we pray, on the other hand we give thanks.
这是我们需要学习的祷告。
And this is the kind of prayer that we need to learn.
这是我们在神的旨意里头要学习的。
And this is something that we need to learn to do it according to His will.
他说要凡事谢恩。
The Bible teaches that you have to give thanks in all things.
那第五处呢，是在说到神的旨意呢，是在彼得前书啊。
The fifth reference regarding God's will is in 1 Peter.
那边说，在第二章的第十五节哈。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
他说，因为神的旨意呢，是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men.
神的旨意呢，是要我们行善。
Now, the will of God is for us to do good.
任何在神眼中看为正的事，看为对的事。
Anything that is right in the sight of God.
求神呢，给我们力量。
May the Lord give us the strength.
求神呢，给我们智慧， 让我们能够行。
Give us the wisdom to do it.
在这边呢， 他特别说到一件事啊,
now here the verse especially refers to one thing.
要为主的缘故呢,
that for the Lord's sake you have to submit yourself to all men's systems.
他特别说到呢，我们今天在地上生活的时候，
it especially addresses to our daily living on earth.
我们呢需要顺服那个顺服政府啊，
that we need to obey the government.
顺服呢，人所定的法律。
And obey the laws set made by man.
这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
我们在里面必须要这么祷告。
So within us, we need to have the same prayer.
让我们里面呢，成为一个守法的人。
That we should be law-abiding citizens.
可能有些法律呢，有一些甚至一些税法，我们觉得不公平。
Maybe we feel that certain laws, certain tax laws are so unfair.
有一些呢，政府的规定呢，似乎呢不太合情理。
And some of the government's rules are not reasonable.
那就是求神呢，给我们一个顺服的心啊。
But we pray to God that we would have this submissive mind.
顺服的这些的制度。
To obey man's system.
他说呢，好，这可以堵住那些糊涂无知人的口。
Now in so doing, you will put to silence the ignorance of the foolish man.
我想这些呢， 都是神给我们的一些例子。
Now all these serve as examples that God showed us.
告诉我们呢， 什么是神的旨意。
Telling us what God's will is.
那怎么在这个旨意当中来祷告。
How we should pray according to His will.
那发觉呢， 神的旨意不是那么抽象的。
And then we realize that God's will is not that abstract.
它是非常的实在的。
Actually, it is very concrete.
其实呢， 更广义的来说啊， 所有神的话呢，
broadly speaking, all God's word is the will of God.
我们呢，如果我们不来明白神的话，
however, if we do not understand the word of God,
我们没有办法明白神的旨意，
then we will never be able to understand His will.
那并不表示说呢， 生活当中每一件事情呢， 都能够在圣经上找到答案。
But this doesn't necessarily mean that every problem of our lives could find its answer in the Bible.
圣经给我们提供很多很多的原则。
Now the Bible has presented to us so many principles.
神给我们智慧的话，我们都可以应用在生活里。
Now, with the wisdom from God, we could all apply them to our daily living.
但是在生活当中的时候，你会发觉有些时候呢，你还是不是很清楚神的旨意。
But still, in our lives, we realize that there's sometimes we just don't understand what God's will is.
其实不是，其实呢，不是说使徒们呢，他们就完全明白神一切的旨意。
Actually.Even apostles, they did not totally understand God's will either.
在很多时候呢，使徒们呢，像保罗啊，他也不是很清楚神的旨意是什么。
Many times, even like Paul, he did not understand what God's will was.
在罗马书第一章呢，他这么说啊。
In Romans chapter 1.
他说呢，第九节哈。
Verse 9.
他说我在。他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神呢，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers.
那在祷告之间呢，常常恳求。
Now making request and always pray in my prayers.
或者啊，照神的旨意呢，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。
Making request, if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you.
保罗在他心中有一个负担。
Now, there, Paul had this burden in his
他呢,
heart.
他巴不得呢把一些属灵的恩赐呢给这些在罗马的弟兄姊妹。
If only he could impart his gifts to all the Roman brothers and sisters.
所以他屡次定义啊要到罗马去，他从来没有见过这些弟兄姊妹们。
Now, although he never had met them, but he made up his mind several times that he would go there.
那么，我想保罗他在主面前也是常常的祷告，这是神啊，这是不是你的旨意、啊、
？I believe Paul always prayed before the Lord, asking the Lord if this is your will.
但是呢，他这里说呢，他说或者照神的旨意往那里去。
But here the verse says, if by some means, not
that I may
find a way. 保罗在这边似
乎呢不是很清楚。这个是不是神的旨意要他去
？As though Paul is saying that he wasn't sure if that's God's will for him to go.
因为呢，他呢，好几次呢，要定义要去的时候。
Because at so many times when he was determined to go to Rome.
他发现有拦阻。
He realized that something was hindering him.
十五章呢，他说我多次被拦阻呢，不能到你那边去。
In chapter 15, we read that so many times I was hindered from coming to you.
哎呀，所以保罗呢不是很清楚哈，他说神啊，我该不该去呢？
So Paul wasn't that sure. God, should I go?
如果是你的旨意要我去的话，为什么这么多的拦阻呢？
If this is the will of you, why are there so many hindrances that prevent me from going to Rome?
那当然，神最终还是带他去了。
Of course, in the end, God led Paul to Rome.
但是呢，不是带他，不是用平坦的道路带他去。
However, God did not lead him there in a very smooth way.
他里和盼望的祷告是，这是神的旨意。而且我是平平坦坦的到。
Within Paul's heart, when he prayed, he was asking God, if this was your way, then lead me there in a smooth way.
但是神的旨意是什么呢？
But what is God's will?
神的旨意是要他去。
God's will is for him to go.
但是呢，是带着锁链去。
But he should go in chains.
所以你看保罗啊，这样的使徒呢，他对神的旨意的时候，还是就是不是那么清楚。
So you see, Apostle Paul, being Apostle of God, still did not quite understand God's will.
所以呢，他怎么办呢？
So what would he do?
他说我在祷告之间呢，常常恳求。
So he says that I pray, always making requests.
哎呀，真的是，很多时候我们真的不是很清楚神的旨意是什么。
So many times we do not know what God's will is on us.Specific matter.
我们可能也不知道，因此如何靠照着神的旨意来祷告。
And also, then we just simply don't know how to pray according to His will.
但是呢，要神给我们的路呢，虽然你不知道，还是来祷告。
But even though you do not know the way that God will show you, but pray anyway.
常常来祷告。
And pray always.
所以他那边说要常常的祷告。
So the Bible teaches that we should pray steadfastly.
他告诉我们要祷告要恒切。
Paul, the Bible teaches that we should pray steadfastly.
我们要警醒不倦的祷告。
We should pray and vigilantly.
为什么呢
？Why?
很多时候呢，是因为我们在祷告之中了，我们开始不是很明白啊。这个不断的祷告，不断的来到他的面前呢，神把他的旨意告诉我们。
Because also in prayers, although in the beginning we do not know what His will, but through this steadfast praying that God will show His will to us.
认识神的旨意呢，一面来讲呢，在圣经上面告诉我们很清楚。
So knowing God's will, on the one hand, that God has shown us His will clearly in the Bible.
在这些神告诉我们这些话上面呢，我们好好的来祷告。
We should pray according to the spoken word that God has already said.
就是在神的旨意当中的祷告。
And according to His will.
但是就是我们有时候不太明白的时候。
Even in the times when we do not understand His will.
认识神心意旨意的这直接道路呢，没有别的。
The way to know the purpose of God is none other than
就是常常来祷告。
To pray always.
不断的祷告。
To pray continually.
有的时候我们会一件事情呢，可能祷告了很久很久以后呢，神才真的是在我们里面有一点点的带领。
We often pray about something for a long time, then gradually the Lord shows His leading.
但是神的应许是真实的。
But God's promise is always true.
神的心意是要向我们敞开的。
And God's heart is so wide open toward us.
如果我们里头有个心呢，愿意来认识他的旨意。
If only we have this desire to know His will.
愿意照着他的旨意呢来行。
If only we have this desire to do His will.
他会借着他的话来告诉我们。
Then He will show us His will.
他借祷告呢来告诉我们。
And in our prayers.
叫我们呢在世上真是能够明白神的旨意。
So that as we live in this world, we wouldn't truly know what His will is.
在世上不做个糊涂的人。
So that we would not be foolish.
好像我们呢，真是常常啊，坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
Even more so, we can come before Him boldly with confidence all the time.
巴不得神在这个祷告的这件功课上呢，更多来教导我们。
If only God will teach us more regarding this lesson of prayer.
好叫我们呢，真是在他的旨意当中啊，来跟他祈求，是向我们的主呼求。
So that we could cry out to our God according to His will.
我们有点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer, please?
我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你向你爱的人所施的恩典是何样的大。
Because how great is your grace toward those whom you love.
你向我们所数说的那个所做的事也是何其样的多。
And how many are the things that you want to bring them to pass toward us?
实在是数说不尽，数说不完的。
They are so innumerable, simply cannot, words cannot exhaust them.
带领我们真是在祷告的事上有学习。
Oh Lord, lead us to truly learn in the matter of praying.
借着祷告我们认识明白你的旨意。
And also in praying that we'll come to know your will.
在你的旨意我们再来祷告。
And then in your will we'll continue to pray.
好叫你的旨意能够行在地上如同行在天上。
So that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意不向我们隐藏。
That your will not be hidden from us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.